I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course, I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course, you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
The month of May Chemical Romance is upon us, and you must call right now if you'd like to go see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl. We have tickets for you at 800-520-1067. You'll be going to see them in October. So when you talk about how you got in because of May Chemical Romance, people are going to not know what the hell you're talking about.
No.
Win them from us right now, 800-520-1067, every hour, all day long. And we also still have for you today, and that's coming up later this hour, get you on the floor with the tickets that I was going to hopefully use for myself, but I can't because I got to go to a stupid musical.
So it's going to be fun.
You will enjoy yourself some MMA fighting live at Crypto. Nope, sorry, that's wrong. Intuit Dome, live on Netflix. You will see the great Gina Carano battling Ali's favorite lady crush, Ronda Rousey.
I even saw some of the pictures of their little rehearsal fight. You know how they do that?
Oh, the way.
Face-off, you mean?
They do like a workout.
It's a weigh-in.
Oh, they do?
No, it wasn't a weigh-in. They like went on a little mini octagon, hexagon thing, and they like went with their little teachers and they
hit stuff. Oh, this is when they kiss?
They made out.
Trainers, okay, not teachers.
I like that
they're
one.
Trainers.
Hexagon. They're conductors.
Not octagon. Yes, and you saw that, and what happened?
Well, Rhonda looks mean. She just has this look of like, I'm going to effing kill you.
That's how she gets before every fight. It's insane.
God, she just looks like she could kill a man in five seconds. Yeah. I mean, they both look good, but it's like, damn, she just has this look in her eye that just makes you want to bet on her. That's for sure.
Yeah, yesterday, I'm trying to think what the tally was, because you had to pick a donut based on who you thought. I don't think people actually were paying attention. They just wanted the donuts. But
I think people are just picking their favorite donut.
I think a lot of people thought that Ronda Rousey was going to get an easy win in the fight, but we'll see what happens happening this weekend. And we will get you in on the floor so you can be up close and personal to the fighters. That's coming up later this hour with a round of Generation Wars. Bragging rights for you, your generation, and you will prove it by sitting on the floor at an MMA fight this weekend. At the unbelievable brand new venue that I was just at. Again, still really clean feeling in there, that Intuit Dome. And you're right.
And it's all facial recognition,
it's
right?
It's all, but you know what? You know, remember the one thing that he was all about, Bomber, is about
the not toilets?
People. Yeah. I didn't wait for a toilet the whole time I was there. Didn't see a line for a bathroom anywhere. They also don't have mirrors in the bathroom, so no one's wasting time looking at what they look like. They're just going in, taking care of business, and getting the hell out. It's pretty incredible.
Mm.
All right, we stalled for long enough. Tom, you are the 20th caller from Ontario, California. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. You're doing better. You're going to go see some My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl. Congratulations.
Woo! That's what's up.
That is what's up. Hold on 1 second and enjoy that show. And thanks for starting your day with us here at K-Rock as we get into this one from Blink. And then everything else we have in store for you this hour. On K-Rock, it's going to be a good one, although we do have some drama that we have to deal with because there's always drama around these parts. We'll get to that next on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. If you are representing a generation and you think you know more than any other generation, you may want to get ready to call us in moments for the Return of Generation Wars. Up for grabs tickets for you to go sit on the floor at the big fight happening on Saturday live on Netflix. It's MMA. Nate Diaz is back in the hexagon as well. And then, of course, you got the big marquee event between Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano. We will get you in and on the floor. Good seats up front with the VIPs. And we'll give you those tickets coming up in moments for Generation Wars. Quickly, though, Jake's got some splaining to do. There's a lot of messages here about Jake. And I know he had a busy night last night with a listener at Pussifer. two different events this week with listeners. He went to the sumo thing with a listener,
and then
he went to this Pussifer show. And people don't know the band Pussifer. Normal people don't know this band, but Jake knows it because it is Maynard James Keenan of Tool's side project. And if you were able to get through that story, you made it further than I could with Jake. But there's already people that are just mad about Jake for different things.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Long-time listener calling from Texas. I just heard the podcast with the Buckies segment. Jake is 100% completely wrong. I have gone to every single Buckies here in Texas.
This is a woman listening to our show in Texas who's gone to every single Buckies in Texas.
It is a gas station. It is not a Target.
It is a gas station and not a Target. But Jake will not back down from his stupid argument.
It's definitely more of a store than it is a gas station.
But that's just one reason to hate Jake.
Unbelievable. There's, you still can't admit that you're wrong.
His question was misleading. It's not a gas station.
There's other reasons to hate Jake, too.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Just finished listening to the podcast. And to all those single men out there that say that they can't get a woman, Jake is living proof that girls will date anybody.
So there you have it. Thank you, sir. What a nice message. Well, Jake is living proof.
It's living proof that women just want a guy that is not a piece of crap.
Even if they smell like one.
Well, Jake is a nice guy, okay?
Yeah, Jake's
he might
good
not
guy.
Make that much of an effort, but he is a decent human being, and that is all women want in this world.
Right. When his ex-girlfriend was in the hospital recovering from some sort of a surgery.
She wasn't in the hospital. She was home.
But she was.
She had just been released.
She had just been released from the hospital.
She was home with friends.
And Jake went to, what did you go to that night instead of?
I went and saw Nine Inch Nails.
Right. Instead of being with her. And that bothered her.
I don't think, who cares?
Well, she broke up with you, so.
Right.
Whatever.
So last night you went to Pussifer.
Yeah.
And you were really, and I was the listener that we paired you up with.
It was great.
What was his name?
Jose.
Jose, you had a good time?
Yeah, he was there with his wife, and I ran into him in the Redwoods deck, that VIP deck, and yeah, it was cool.
And then afterwards, you were supposed to break your sexual dry spell with the... Did that happen?
Oh, you better believe it.
Oh, so
is it this girl?
I saw Jake perform his stand-up. It was not good.
It was not that girl,
no. Oh, it's not that girl. Okay.
Was it the other girl who said your stand-up wasn't good?
Who knows? There's so many.
So Jake, let me get this straight. You've been on a sexual dry spell now that's been definitely more than 6 months, right?
It's been probably a little less, actually.
Because that was the last time you saw her.
Yeah.
And last night, after the show... The Pussifer Show. You had your own Pussifer Show.
Mm-hmm.
Ew!
Now get back at that punani banana.
That is disgusting.
Stop, stop. No one wants you to say that.
No one does.
Banana.
Please tell me you did not say that during.
That's how I finish.
No.
No, don't say that during.
Did, so you had
I
sex
just think it.
One time?
Oh, no, numerous times.
How many... times, I guess, because you're waiting for us to ask.
I mean, I closed the gap, and I finished twice.
Oh, you closed the gap. Good for you.
Yeah,
you made sure she got
numerous,
there, too.
Numerous times.
Oh, awesome. That's nice of you.
How do you know she really did it and didn't just put on a show to get you?
I don't think she would lie to me, and you could just tell.
This girl that I've slept with twice,
she
would never lie to me.
Every time.
Okay. She said, oh, that the punani is happy.
You did knock the back out, my punani.
Pull the clip of
that.
Please pull the clip of Ali saying that we can use. So, Jake, it was a success.
Very much so, yeah.
And I feel bad because apparently Jake thought that we were all pulling a big prank on him, and he was under the impression that we were going to have Maynard James Keenan on our show yesterday.
So you were waiting for the entire show for us to be like, and now, Maynard.
Yeah, I thought you were going to pull that Howie Mandel move like you did with Omar on me.
You thought we were going to be like, surprised, it's all show yesterday, you were expecting us to bring on Maynard James Keenan?
I was... I don't know if suspecting was the right word, but I was ready in case you did.
What preparations did you make?
Yeah, did you make interview questions?
I have numerous questions, yeah.
Oh my God! Tell us.
What are your questions?
Wait, out of curiosity, why did you think we were doing this? Because you knew the whole thing behind the scenes here is that he was going to come on with us, and then he canceled on us, and we did have a plan to surprise you with him, and then he did.
Is this real? No, I didn't know
he
that.
Did another plan.
Oh, you didn't know that? We talked about it in a Showtime episode. I guess you.
Oh
listen.
Yeah, you weren't there.
Yeah. So he sent us a bunch of his wine. Why don't you bring Jake a bottle of his wine? He sent us a bunch of his wine. Maynard James Keenan of Tool was going to come on with us. We pitched him some ideas. I don't think he liked them. Here's the bottles of wine they sent us. This is from his vineyard, I guess.
Oh, cool.
He makes his own wine. And then we were going to do something, Jake. I forget what it involved, but it involved some sort of a surprise attack on you.
Of course.
And you thought it was going to happen yesterday, so you were all ready, and he just didn't end up coming on with us.
Okay, well, then that's fine.
Yeah, but we got the wine, so joke's on him.
It's the brand Caduceus.
Oh,
really, that's not how you say it.
You can really taste the douche.
The tannins of douche are
so
strong.
Jake, we really actually did
try. We did
I know,
try.
Aren't you?
Your guy canceled on us, buddy.
Well, that's fine.
I think that he was planning on coming in. He was all excited to come back on K-Rock because, you know, Tool and K-Rock have a history. But we mentioned that Jake was like a super fan and was going to probably like hand him his dog.
And then he canceled.
We said it was basically your dream. You said it was the one thing on your bucket list in life was to have a picture of him holding your dog, right?
It would be a nice picture, yes. I would very much enjoy to get that.
And as soon as we sent them to that, he pulled the plug.
Great. Thanks for saying that. Is he going to come in studio?
He was.
Your mentor hates you.
Yeah. And we said, do you mind taking a picture with Jake's dog? And then he goes, he's no longer available ever.
Ghosted.
So.
Perfect.
Anyway, all right.
Aren't you happy that we tried to make this happen for you?
It's a relief, yeah, because I thought I'd be a massive...
You were about to yell at our music director on the air.
He did yell at him. He sent him an angry text message to Miles because originally we said that he did not approve the interview.
It wasn't angry. I just asked, is this a joke or is this a real thing?
And didn't you, or did you not make a list of other guests that we had agreed to that are not as big as Maynard James Keenan?
I don't know if I actually made a list. I made a list in my head, for sure.
Well, you definitely told us about it.
We heard you yelling in the halls, going, "I can't believe they won't let Maynard James Keenan here. They've let us interview
Costco boys." To pass on Maynard is, I think, a major mistake. And him canceling us, whatever, that's fine. But us like saying no, I think that's ridiculous.
Well, listen, congratulations.
We'll make sure we say no next time.
Jake, this is a beautiful story about life right now. You win some, you lose some. We didn't get Maynard James Keenan in here, but you did get laid last night, so Jake should be in a great mood today.
I'm very happy.
He's had sex last night for the first time in a while. I hope all of you use that as a motivational story to get into your weekend with here. K-Rock, back in a moment with the Generation War, the war of all wars. If you would like to call us now and you're a Gen Xer, a Gen Zer, a Boomer, or a Millennial, hop on the phones at 800-520-1067. Win bragging rights for your generation and seats on the floor for the big fight happening this weekend.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That next. Is your generation the best generation? We will prove that right now. If you are a boomer, a Gen Xer, a Gen Zer, a millennial, or somewhere in the middle, it's time for a round of Generation Wars.
What?
You kids and your TikToks.
Gen Z is lazy.
Representing the generation known as the Boomer, born in 1964. She loves the Beatles. Loved them then, loves them now.
Wow, still.
She's probably one of those screaming girls in the black and white video when they first came to the mainland. Hey, Marcy, welcome to K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I could tell you another story. I was on the first video show with Richard Blade in the 80s.
Wow. Throwback.
It's a real boomer of a story right there.
When you say it's a video show, you know your age.
That's good. All right, you're representing all boomers, so if you know the answer, if I were to say to you, what's a thirst trap, I hope you know the answer, even though that question is not necessarily in your boomer sweet spot. You would have to lock in by yelling out boomer, and then we give you a chance to answer, okay?
Got it.
All right, that's our boomer right there. Her name is Marcy. We move on to Allie. From boomer, we go to Gen X. And we say hi to Sandy, who collects action figures, born in 1969. Cool. Sandy, what's up, Gen X?
Yes.
Welcome to K Rock.
What's up? Thank you.
Anything else we should know about you before we get into this round of generation wars?
Just that I love K Rock. I'm an OG K Rock girl.
What kind of action figures do you collect?
Like Star Wars.
So Star nerd Wars nerd stuff.
And just nerd stuff.
Not a Funko Pop girl.
Yeah, I have some of those.
Oh, okay. We move on to Moses. Moses is a representation of Gen Z, born in the year 2002, Allie. This is Moses right now, proving that people of all different ages listen to K-Rock. Still, Moses, good morning. Welcome to KROQ.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you going?
This guy wants us to know that he uses his phone a lot and only watches videos on the phone. And you even look at your TV anymore, Moses, or is everything just on the phone?
I turn on my TV as like background noise.
Yeah, all right.
most of the time my focus is on the phone.
All right, if you know the answers to these questions, you must yell out Gen Z, wait for Allie to call on you, and give us the answer.
My TV is background noise.
That's how it's become, Allie. We've talked about the show within the show. And finally, we say hi to, from 1982, she is our millennial. Her name is Sarah. And she, Sarah, what's something about you we should know as a representation of the millennial generation?
You should know that my name is Tara, not Sarah.
All right, we'll start with that.
I just want to make my fellow elder millennials proud.
All right, Vanessa's yelling at you and calling you Sarah still, even though you just...
Because I said her name so many times to double-check her phone connection.
Right.
Not once did I get corrected.
Do we spell the name?
We've talked about this.
This is what we've mentioned so many times.
But if I say it multiple times...
All right, it's okay. She's Tara, and she's representing the millennials. All right, guys, hands on the buzzers. Here we go. It's time for Generation Wars to begin. This shoe had a basketball on the tongue that you could press to make the shoe tighter or looser, depending.
Gen Z?
Yes, Gen Z.
Is it like those?
Your dad had one of those. My dad had one of those.
Just one?
Cool. My dad has a pair of those somewhere. Yeah,
your dad has them somewhere, but you called them the plumps, and that's not exactly right. Does anyone have another guess?
Can you repeat it? Because I had a bad connection.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness.
Boomer, we can't.
We can't repeat the questions, Boomer. You get them one time and one time only. The correct answer is it was the Reebok pump.
Pumps.
The Reebok pumps. We move on. No one gets the point. That's
all right,
okay.
Quiet. Settle down.
That was only one question. It's going to be a long round. Question two. This British AI had a snarky tone and used to be pretty cool, even though glitchy, until he sold out for Coca-Cola. Who is the British AI?
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
Max Headroom?
That is correct.
Wow, good job.
Max Headroom. Throwback.
I did
the
not
great
know that.
Max Headroom. Gen X is on the board. We go to question number three. This hypothetical matchup had the internet buzzing recently when they tried to figure out if 100 men could beat one of what?
Oh, Gen Z?
Yes, Gen Z.
100 men versus one gorilla?
That is correct. Yes, that is correct.
How many hours did you spend on that?
All right, that is a correct answer. Allie, what is the score currently in Generation Wars?
1-1, Gen X to Gen Z.
What noise did Tim the Toolman Taylor repeat on Home Improvement whenever he felt like something really cool or manly was happening?
Oh, no.
Millennial.
My dad says all the time.
Millennial, I heard you.
Yes, Gen X. Oh, Allie said millennial.
I heard
millennial. Go millennial.
No.
I will accept that as a correct answer. Any sort of a grunt is the right answer. It was a lot of different ones, but that is the right answer. Millennials on the board. We move on. Which food product claimed they could build strong bones in 12 ways?
Milk. A boomer.
I mean,
yes,
boomer.
Yes, boomer.
Oh, no.
Milk.
That is wrong. Are you just ordering milk right now, Boomer?
I'll if take
you
are, a milk. Well, not too cold, please.
Yes. Next up, I believe that was Gen X. Go ahead.
I'm thinking Wheaties.
No, not Wheaties.
No, good guess, though.
This was actually a question in the Boomer sweet spot, but this was the original slogan for Wonder Bread. The trashiest of all the breads, by the way. Most delicious, but it builds strong bones, but strong bodies in 12 ways with all the chemicals. We got a question.
I was ahead of my time. I stopped eating it when I was 5.
All right, we got your next question. Moving on. Troy Bolton and Gabriela Montez are two of the main characters in what Disney TV show / movie?
Millennial.
That is correct.
Wow, good job.
Millennial, High School Musical.
Now Millennial has taken the lead with 2 points.
No.
Gen Z and Gen X both have 1.
There's only 4 questions left, and then we can finally put this behind us once and for all. And we go to your next question in Generation Wars. Here we go. What animals had everyone saying Budweiser after a big Super Bowl commercial?
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
Millennial. Bud McKenzie?
No.
Go ahead, Millennial.
Millennial.
Yes, Millennial.
Horses. Frogs.
What did you say, Millennial?
Frogs
is the right answer.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Budweiser frogs moving away from the horses for a little bit. And now, with only 3 questions left, Allie, what is the current score?
Millennials got 3 points. Gen Z and Gen X both have 1 point.
Boom, are you still there?
Oh, no.
I'm here.
Did you get
I'm
your milk? Did you get your milk?
I'm waiting for it.
All right. 3 questions left. Here we go. What condiment used to promote itself by saying good things come to those who wait?
Boomer.
Boomer, go ahead.
Boomer.
Ketchup.
That is correct. Ketchup out of the glass bottle. The commercial used to be, it took forever to get out of that stupid glass bottle, but it was good, so it was worth waiting for. And Boomer is now on the board. What are the odds she knew about the glass bottle ketchup commercials?
The biggest ads from her time, milk and ketchup.
And we go, that's all you can eat growing up. That's it. 2 questions
guys,
left.
Guys, this new thing, it's called milk.
Here we go. With only 2 questions left, guys. This is about to get exciting now. Who was the host of the HBO show Tales from the Crypt?
It's Gen X.
Gen X, go ahead.
The Crypt Keeper.
That is correct.
Nice.
The Crypt Keeper is right. Allie, what is the score with 1 final question?
Millennials got 3 points. Gen X has 2 points. And Gen Z and Boomer both have 1.
And here we go. This could be the last question. Let's find out if anyone's got it. What does it mean to gatekeep information?
Millennial.
To
withhold that information or to not think that someone is entitled to that information.
Well, listen, you were born in 1982, and people have oftentimes said that millennials got a little taste of all the goodness from Gen X, but they still are able to hang with Gen Z. And you are now the winner. You have been victorious in this round of Generation Wars, bringing bragging rights to all millennials out there in the world today. Congratulations. Tara, you've also won yourself some seats on the floor for the big MMA fight happening this weekend at the Intuit Dome, live on Netflix, 6 o'clock on Saturday. But you will be there on the floor, up close and personal with Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano. Congratulations.
Woo! Thank you. Sweet dibs.
Sweet dibs.
Millennials represent.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. All of the elder millennials representing from born in 1982. Barely squeaking in. And for everyone else who's angry on the text line, who says, why can I never be a participant? I know the answers to these questions.
Play next time.
All you got to do is remember to join us for the next exciting round of Generation Wars. And get yourself a pair of Dad's Reebok Plumps in the meantime. We come back with more show after Dragula K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We're not here live, which feels like we're always here live. But when we're not, there's a GOAT line for you. That number's 844-956-GO. You can leave your messages there, comments, critiques, and criticisms. Or perhaps you're a new listener to the show. You got questions about what certain things mean, like why do you say sweet dibbas to each other? Or why do people still keep making fat jokes about Allie? She's clearly not fat. Because fat is funny.
It's in the lore.
And Allie used to be
fat's forever.
Super fat.
And fat once is you were, forever.
Once you were fat, you're always fat. So Allie will always be fat to us.
And my bones are still big.
No matter how many stupid marathons she runs. But then there was people that were calling a lot yesterday. They were thrilled to hear Lightning back on the airwaves of K-Rock.
Yeah. Hey, guys. First off, Chris from Long Beach here. Want to say how awesome it was to hear Lightning on the show this morning. What a nice little throwback there. And I'm going to throw my vote in for Omar Bit Reboot to get Klein to do his vasectomy on air, period.
Yesterday at the donut hang, Blind Charlie was introducing himself to people as, I'm Blind Charlie, the guy who's going to be giving Klein his vasectomy.
Great.
Which I didn't like that. And meanwhile, another suggestion also with a throwback to Kevin and Bean.
Hey, Klein, come on. Don't be a pussy. If you want to get the vasectomy, and I think everyone would get behind this idea, hear me out. Have the reunion that everybody wants. Have the vasectomy in the studio in the presence of Kevin and Bean.
Whoa.
For one show only, for one segment only, Kevin and Bean do your vasectomy. Boom. Money, ratings, you're welcome.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people suggest who should do the vasectomy. You know who no one has suggested yet? A qualified
doctor.
Yeah, that's not fun.
No one has suggested a medical professional. The suggestions so far have been blind man does it, Kevin and Bean get together and do it as some sort of a tag team event. I don't know what that was. Someone suggested I get my kids to come in and do it.
I think Jake wanted to do it, too.
Jake.
Everyone can have a turn.
Oh, I wanted to get a vasectomy with you.
Jake wants to get a vasectomy because he's had sex once in the last year, so now he feels like he has to get one.
Yeah. Vasectomy bros?
Yeah, that's what he wants.
You know, we should talk to a person who does this procedure to see how easy it really is. I bet somebody who does vasectomies with a few pointers could teach Blind Charlie or whoever how to do it in like 5 minutes or less.
Allie, you are, what you're saying is so stupid. Why don't you let Blind Charlie deliver your next baby? Let's have some fun.
Those are not the same. A vasectomy and bearing a child are different.
I think actually, to be honest, I bet you pulling a kid out of a vagina is probably easier.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Taxi people do it.
Yeah, exactly. You hear it all the time. Guy next to me on the airplane delivered my baby. Okay. No qualifications, no nothing, no gloves even.
If it's a C-section, no. But if it's a vaginal, sure.
Yeah, anyone. Well, you don't hear.
I don't want Blind Charlie cutting me open.
Yeah, you don't hear a lot of stories about people that go, "Hey, the guy, my Uber driver did a C-section on me at the 101." It's good thing he had a corkscrew in his car.
A lot of blood loss, but
so listen, I'm just saying, it's all funny now when I'm the guy, but I'm fine. You want to have some fun with it? Sure, let's have some fun with it. As long as it works, I just don't want to end up
deformed.
Deformed, I don't care about because I believe
you're already deformed.
Yeah,
oh,
it's only
going to
be an improvement.
Okay.
Hey, Omar, where does the thing happen?
That's a great question. I haven't seen a scar, so I'm guessing somewhere like underneath a nutsack or something. And this is truly a guess. Like I didn't want to like check out the stitches or anything like that. And I think the stitches they put in are self-dissolving stitches. So
you don't
never
have to
really
have them taken out.
I don't think
you
so.
You think it happens under the sack?
It's my best guess, to my recollection, yeah.
Like the gooch or the scrot? The scrot,
somewhere in the scrot.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought it was in the tip of the peepee.
And the part of the scrotum, specifically near the base of the penis, is where the incision is.
Guys, I think if we watched a couple of YouTube videos, we'd be fine.
I think you're right.
I'm not letting...
I don't think there's much to it. I feel like it's like a bris. It's just like snippy.
Hey, Robert, we got to take a break. What's up?
Yeah, I want to give Jake a vasectomy.
Okay, cool. You're in. Okay. You're in for Jake.
Sure, great. Random caller.
Jake, we've got you ready to go. Perfect.
Covered.
Don't worry about me. I'm fine.
I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Imagine you're sitting in your house. It's around 3:45 p.m., right around that time that you start getting hangry, tired, hoping for the day to end soon. And then all of a sudden, a giant plane crashes into your house. That is what happened in Akron, Ohio. A small plane crashed into a home of a family that had two kids. Both of the kids were home when the crash happened, and they were able to get out with no injuries, which is insane because the plane crashed into the house. Of course, flames, immediate flames. You got a plane crashing. Of course, there were deaths on the plane. They pulled two people out of the plane, and unfortunately, they lost their lives. But can you imagine an entire family just living their lives, having a regular-ass day, and then a plane crashes into your house, and all of you are okay?
I feel like this happens more often than it used to. I don't know if more people have planes now, or if people are worse flyers now, but it does feel like this is not the first plane crashing into a house story I've heard recently.
Really?
Yeah, it seems like it's happening more and more.
Well,
now.
It's one of those small planes. It's not right. Like it's a giant plane. But
this is like some recreational pilot.
I think the problem is, Klein, that you rarely see, like, the airlines get a whole new fleet of planes. Like, with cars, every 10 years, 15 years or so, you're going to get a new car, right?
Right, you have
But this, you just constantly repair. You can only repair so much before the thing's going to crap out on you.
Yeah, but they
all... But it's not an airline.
But they say that even the... Right, but even think
Same
about
thing.
That. Even probably more old planes. What Omar's saying, because the airlines, at least, they have some sort of... They can still fly a 30-year-old plane, no problem. So think about the ones that, you know, the amateur pilots are flying around. Those things
think
are
about
probably...
Think about our check engine lights.
Right, exactly.
Those things are... Right.
We don't have any regulations that make us correct those mistakes.
Look at all the lights currently on your car. How many low tire pressure?
Same
check
with the
engine.
Plane owner. They're like,
you need to get that looked at. They're like, it'll be fine.
That'll be fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
But
just
I think
altitude.
Even like little things can really throw off a little plane.
Sure, a little wind, a little gust of wind.
Yeah,
breeze. Oops.
Exactly.
Right in the house.
More changes to Disney rides are coming. Mainly, the locations have been revealed for the new Soarin' Over America ride.
I can't wait to get Klein's opinion on this.
Safer way to fly.
I'll tell you right now.
He's a Soarin' guy.
I love Soarin', and I'm not happy about
Soarin'
this.
I love Soarin', too.
I'm not happy about this.
Soarin's whatever.
Soarin's not whatever. It is
totally whatever.
Once
you're on there twice, you're done.
No.
It's fine.
Yeah, but they had like little smells in there, too.
You know what
I'll tell you
what I hate about Soarin' is that sometimes when I'm bored in Soarin', I'm in the same. It's not called Snorin'. It's called Soarin'.
It's
an amazing ride, and they pump the smells right into the theater.
We all know. You're flying
over the orange groves. You smell the orange groves. You're flying over
you
the.
Get it.
No, you don't get it.
Isn't the Eiffel Tower? They give you like croissants or something. It smells like Paris.
It smells like BO when you fly over the Eiffel Tower. That's how you know you're there.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. But no, but sometimes if I'm in the lane one. They will board me, and I'll be in the front row of Soarin', which means
is that the toppest one?
Which means you go the highest. You don't have people's feet dangling in your face.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I'm in the same row, and they go, you're going to board in row three. I got a bunch of stupid
toddler feet in your
toddler
face.
Toddler feet dangling in my face.
And then you can't really soar.
I can't soar at all. I like to take a couple of gummies. I like to feel like I'm actually, you know, for those 2 minutes you're
just
in that.
Just for that ride?
Yeah, that's right.
Holy moly. Weren't you at Disney just for like 4 hours?
Hopefully less. My goal is in and out. In and out. Soarin' is my trip to Disney. I soar in, I soar out.
So we've soared over California. We've soared over the world. Now we're going to soar over America for the America's 250th birthday. And they will kick it off this summer. I believe it opens in early July. Now we know where we will be soaring.
And these are not the right places.
No, I agree.
Disney
so you're
going to
do the New England coastline, the New York Harbor, Grand Canyon, which that's a good one, the shores of the Hawaiian Islands, the bayous, the Great Plains.
Why'd you say it like that, Allie?
Yeah, I'll pull that.
Because that's how they talk in Louisiana, the Louisiana bayou.
It's very close to your shoe shine.
No, it's not, guys.
You could use a bit of a shot.
Oh, man. Soarin' Over Racism. It's the new ride at Disney.
That's all the places.
Allie doing terrible accents about. Soarin' Over Jamaica. What do we see down there? Let's see. Hold on.
We'll have Patrick Warburton narrating.
Yeah,
you're going to get in the air with a racist now.
Buckle up. Take your hat off. Get ready for Soarin' Over Racism.
And I knew that they would include this one, Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
And I'm like, Mount Rushmore is such a it's probably the most overrated.
Have you guys been there?
No. Why?
Then how do you know?
Because
you guys don't
want
to go to you
know
you guys don't want to go to South is it like South Dakota or something?
Yeah.
I want to go.
What else is in South Dakota? What a waste of a trip!
I don't know, but that's cool. They carved that into the mountain.
My goal in life is to avoid all Dakotas. North or south.
Totally agree.
And girls named Dakota at that point because they're going to ruin your stuff and burn your house down.
I think
down.
Dakota in general just know.
The fact that they are not doing a flying over the Vegas Strip, soaring over the Vegas Strip, is a real letdown. I mean, I just think about the things.
Soar over the Rockies? That's cool. At least you got, like, mountains.
Yeah, when I fly across the country, I'll tell you what's fun to soar over. Not a lot, but every once in a while, Grand Canyon's a good one. They should have
done. What do you think they're going to pair a smell with? Like,
that's right. I see what you're saying.
They should soar over Texas and barbecue. It should just all be smell-based.
All food-based smells.
Yeah.
And then they bang you out when you walk out of the ride, because Disney would be smart. They set up a little stand right outside and sell you all that food you were just sniffing.
Yeah, yummy. Mm-hmm. I think the bragging right for any band is that you had such a good show that your show actually created an earthquake. And I feel like this has happened multiple times for Metallica, but it has happened again, and this is in a different part of the world.
Metallica has made a groundbreaking return during their world tour in Athens, quite literally, according to seismologists. Almost 100,000 fans rocked on with the heavy metal band in a show which went so hard, seismic vibrations were recorded at Olympic Stadium.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah, they're one of those bands that's able to do it, but I also think it's because they have a heavier fan base.
That makes sense.
So you need to have a combination of that, too. I think a lot of these fans, and, you know, I'm sure Jelly Roll created a lot of earthquakes in this day, too, right?
I think also the bass, though, the way that the band plays creates its own seismic shift.
I mean, Lars is smashing that drum kit.
Yeah.
It's a pretty intense show.
Going.
Even the people that are, like, not show people, they somehow get caught up in the Metallica of it all. Get into a brand new hour of the show next. And perhaps the greatest hour/morning of your life will officially begin here on K-Rock.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.